This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to USAPrepares.com. This is Rich Sheeben from OffGridMontana.com sitting in for Vincent Fennelli for a segment or two. He is literally, he called me a few minutes, just about 5 minutes ago. He told me that the electric co-op is trying to spray herbicide on the Fennelli farm. And I am not joking. So I'm sure he'll give you more details and specificity when he comes back on the show shortly. So we have a lot to talk about today. There's just so much. 2 hours is never enough. I mean, just from the stuff I have on my desk and on my desktop on my PC, I can probably talk about very relevant economic reports and things that are actually quite satirical regarding all the crazy stuff going on in America. But what I want to start with is I love talking about economic 101 because I think it's so important. And if people understood economic 101, which I know more do every day, they'd realize that Trump inherited total sabotage, a total disaster. And we got to stop thinking about the left-right paradigm, which is very false and phony, and start thinking about the aristocracy creating the inequality and managing and controlling the serfs. And that's really what it is. And with the demographic, the debt, the credit collapse happening, the pensions that will never be covered, all the valuation headwinds is totally unsustainable. So I'm going to start with one article right here. And it's from Lance Roberts, who I really respect. He writes a lot of good stuff, has good advice. He's from realinvestmentadvice.com. I read probably about 40 to 50 different economists slash traders on a pretty regular basis. But his article, and I'm sure you listeners have seen this in many different forms. It's titled "The Mirage That Will Be Quarter 2 GDP." And I'm just going to go over a couple of charts, and he has three main points here, and I'm just going to quote him. "The initial estimate is based on the collection of estimates from Wall Street economists. With no real data just yet, the initial estimate is just a guess." And he quotes the word guess. "Second, the number is annualized, so a growth of 1% in the economy is reported as 4%. However, as we know from the first quarter, quarterly growth can vary widely in a given year." And third point he makes, and I'm really, this article goes into deep length, but I'm just trying to be specific and save time. "Lastly, a one-quarter surge in economic growth doesn't make much difference in the long-term trajectory of economic growth, or in this case, ongoing weakness." And he shows a chart that basically shows economic growth by decade, and it really is on a downward slope. And then he has another chart right below that titled "Economic Prosperity Has Never Been So Poor," with a side note saying $33 trillion in bailouts and support, and this is all we got. And, you know, there's so much, he talks about Japan, and I got a little side note about Japan that I haven't mentioned yet, but Japan, so many people compare our economy to Japan, you know, where the BOJ is buying assets just like the Fed's buying assets, and there's collusion between all the big central banks, as we all know by this point. But think about what happened in 1989, folks. Look at the Japan Nikkei. Basically, it's their Dow. We say the Dow 30. Basically, the Japan has the Nikkei, which is very similar. So 30 years after they crashed in 1989, their stock market is still down 50%. So with income and spending growth, which is also a chart on this report from Lance Roberts, shows consumer spending and personal income on the downslope. So I'm not trying to diss President Trump, because I did support him, and I'll be honest with you, I think what he's trying to do is a good thing, but I don't even know what could be happening. Are they trying to crash the system by raising interest rates into a recession? That's what happens every time post World War II. So I do not see things getting better, and that's why I talk about so many statistics and objective facts. Like, is GDP based on military spending? Everything goes into GDP. It could be divorce, that monies go to the attorneys. It could be GDP isn't necessarily all great news. And as we know, GDP has a unit of measure credibility issue, because it takes between $3 and $6, depending on who you read, of increased debt to obtain $1 of GDP growth. So you have to ask yourself about the validity and legitimacy of that particular unit of measure. Now, also recently, consumer spending is falling to a 4.5-year low, and personal income is lower than that, while debt's going up. Now, keep in mind, our growth numbers, whether it be GDP or whatever they use, is dependent on 70% of consumer spending. So if this is all happening, how can GDP actually be going up when savings rates are going down and people are going more into debt, especially with our present derivative situation? I mean, you look at the derivatives and the LIBOR rate, which is responsible for over almost $400 trillion in the derivative market. And derivatives are basically, it's over leverage on debt, on more over leverage and more debt, and it's being repackaged and resold over and over. And a lot of the ratings, especially, you know, if their bonds is bought and paid for, ratings distortion. In fact, I've read recently that 50% of the corporate bonds are extremely low rated, often triple D or even lower. And that could be the first time in modern history that this has happened, which is pretty doggone scary for us being in an economic expansion.
I agree.
Oh, that's your back.
Well, just a little skirmish with the electric company. Hey, you know, that doesn't happen very often, you know, where a couple seconds before the broadcast starts, you know, I call you and say, I got to go. They want to spray herbicides on our organic farm, and we're not going to let them do it. Gosh,
yeah.
I appreciate you filling in for that.
My pleasure. But tell the listeners not just what happened, but when I answered the phone, that made you laugh.
So, well, Rich said he was going to sing, and he answered the phone by saying he was going to sing. And so, did you sing?
I sing 1970s disco songs.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So did you?
And I made. Did you call me like 5 minutes before the show? And yeah. I recognized his number, so I just said.
So I got in the Jeep. So right after you said you could do it, I got in the Jeep and raced down the road, looking for these guys. Now, Mrs. Finelli had already spoken to them, and they don't speak English very well. They've got backpacks, and they're spraying backpack herbicides around the power poles. And you know, there's a power pole every 300 feet, so we've got a mile of these power poles along our farm. And the last thing we wanted these guys to do was spray herbicides on our organic farm. And you know that's another thing I need to bring up at the annual meeting, at the board of directors annual meeting. So you take farms that are organic, and then you've got the power company spraying herbicides. How does that work? And then you have another thing where the soil and water conservation guys that share an office with the USDA, you know, they come out and say, hey, you know what? We'll drill a well for you. We'll put in these cattle waterers, and all you have to do is, you know, keep your cows out of the trees, out of the woods, out of the streams, and you can give your cows fresh water. And then they put in these wells, and the wells need electricity. And then the electric company says, you know what? We've got a captive audience here. Let's charge our customers $28 a month for the meter to sit there, whether it's being used or not. So now you have all these meters that are racking up these charges, whether they use electricity or not. But the farmers that have these power poles, the electric company wants to spray around them, and they want to use herbicides on these farms that may or may not be organic. What a mess. And so we've got, I mean, it's never ending, keeping the predators away from the farm. It's unbelievable. But I appreciate you taking care of that. And
my pleasure.
So I could go fight the battle of the moment.
All you got to do is stand to.
Yeah. Yeah, so class, you know, you may want to take a page out of our book, and you know, we just don't let these things happen without a fight, where we do the best we can to protect our interests. And so when a farmer says he's got organic beef, really? Okay, or an organic farm. Okay, what about the electric company spraying on, you know, herbicides? And so Mrs. Finelli was out there before I went out there, and she said, hey, we don't want our cows eating the grass. Oh, it's safe. No, it's not safe. So we're trying to explain to this guy who doesn't speak English that it's not safe, and he's out there without a respirator. Why? Because his boss, whoever that is, said, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just, you know, you can inhale the stuff as you spray. That's okay. It's okay. There's another guy that I know is a farmer, and he just died about a year ago. I mentioned this on the air, that he was showing me his farm, and he had these beautiful fence lines, no grass growing underneath the fence lines. It's like a desert right underneath the fence lines. And I said, so how do you do that? He said, I just spray it. How do you spray it? Well, I just get on this four-wheeler and I just spray it. You wear a respirator? No. Really? No. No. And he died, because he'd been spraying it for years. Roundup. That's Agent Orange. That's what we use to defoliate Vietnam. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And let us know what's on your mind. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen lines up. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Rich Sheeban's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, you mentioned Vietnam.
Yeah.
And I have an article here that I think is very worthy of at least a couple-minute discussion. And it talks about Jane Fonda apologizing for sitting on a gun during a Vietnam stunt when she was with North Vietnam. And, you know, it's not a real lengthy article. It's on the Daily Caller, and it's been out for a few days, and one of the last paragraphs, the last two paragraphs, in fact, I'll just read it. While she makes no apology for her visit and overall tone of her activism, she did apologize for the photograph showing her seated on the anti-aircraft gun. She said, "I'm so sorry that I was thoughtless enough to sit down on a gun at the time. The message that sends to the guys that we were there and their families, it's horrible for me to think about that." Fonda's statement comes just weeks after her younger brother, Peter, had to delete a series of tweets advocating that President Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron, be kidnapped. And what is really... this is why I wanted to discuss this article in a little bit of detail. You know, it's a shame when our prisoners of war handed her a note to give to their families, to give to the powers that be, to offer some help, show them that they were alive, that they were okay. Whatever the objective of the prisoners who handed her that note, she should be apologizing for that. She should be apologizing for basically degrading and disrespecting so many Vietnam vets who didn't go there on their own, for their own benefit. They were drafted. The Vietnam War was the draft. Most of the people who enlisted, enlisted because they knew they were going to get drafted. And just like all wars, who fights it in America? The poor and the middle class. And this was a false flag, propaganda, lie war. The Bay of Tonkin. So we lost 60,000, approximately, give or take, men for a false flag. And she apologizes for sitting on a gun. And that just shows how out of touch the elites are. Because did she bring this up for some type of plausible deniability? Did she bring this up that she apologized, where most people probably didn't even read into the article? Oh, Jane Fonda apologized for the Vietnam War antics. But no, she didn't. Did she cover the elite, the powers that be, who created this war via false flag? Did she go there for a distraction so the war could continue while the power elite and the bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex profited? We all have to ask ourselves that question. And this shows how the powers that be are distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people by groups. The race baiting, the gender baiting, sex, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, making generations hate different generations. This is why the mainstream media manufactures perception, pity, guilt, and ideology to sway public opinion and hold on to the narrative. It's all theater. It's all about holding on to the narrative. It's all about group identity politics, lowering the bars of standards and expectations so there's chaos and infighting between every group in America. Personally, I'm not a Vietnam vet, but if I was in the military, I would salute all these people for fighting a war that was created from false flags, lies, and propaganda. Vince?
Yeah, we'll be right back. Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, when we come back, if you had $50 million, what would you do with it? I'd love to hear that answer. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort in an Alexandria, Virginia courtroom today after pleading not guilty to numerous charges of bank and tax fraud charges. He's being prosecuted by Robert Mueller's team, even though the charges are not directly related to the Russian investigation. One of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, saying this morning that Russia investigation is going on far too long.
Started off as a rather irregular investigation, to say the least, with the salacious and unverified dossier. Then we're not going to recite all of the issues, but then you had the lead investigator situation with Peter Strzok, and on it goes.
the federal government facing a lawsuit from 8 states and the District of Columbia looking to stop a plan for 3D-printed guns from being made accessible online. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So it sounds like the supervisor from the electric cooperative is on his way over to the farm to figure out how they're gonna handle this, because the Fennellys do not want herbicide sprayed on the farm, and the power company wants herbicide sprayed around the power poles. So right along the fence, on the road, we have power poles, and right on the fence line, and that's something else. You know, there are people who put fences on their property, and they say, well, what's a setback, and you know, from the center line of the road? Well, ours is like right on the road, so there's probably 5 feet between the edge of the road and our fence. We didn't put it there, but if we were putting it there, we'd put it there. We put it right up against the road, because what happens is, you know, those road people seem to steal more and more of your land. So they want, you know, 25 feet or so that they can have a pull-off area. and so that they can make the road wider and wider and wider and take more and more and more of your property. Well, that's going to be really tough, because in order for them to do that to our property, they're going to have to steal our fences. And that's going to come with a lot of noise. So the electric company is on its way, and so the Finelli family is gathering, and we're going to see how this works out. We do not want spraying on our farm. So the question for Rich Sheban is, so, Rich, you look in your account and you say, wow, this is great. You know, in terms of digits, I've got 50 million extra digits. What do I do with those 50 million extra digits? What would you, literally, had you gotten that notification that you've got an extra 50 million extra digits denominated in frauds, Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars, what would you do with them?
Well, Vince, I would probably do all the things that I said that I've been saying over the years on radio shows like yours. I would, first thing, I'd start self-sufficiency preparedness schools, and I'd create databases of commerce for average Joe good people who are looking to do everything from barter to business. I would, and when I talk about that, you know, I mean, I'm not anti-technology, I'm not anti-crypto. I mean, my solar array is electronic, for Pete's sake. That's 21st century technology. I'm just saying we have to go back to 19th century technology, relearn some of those skills, and dovetail them with today's technology. Especially when you read statistics like the average child spends 7 hours a week outdoors. That's ridiculous. I used to spend double that minimum outdoors on a daily basis. I couldn't get enough of it. And I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. So when I talk about things, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, I talk about alternative energy. It could be solar, it could be hydro, it could be wind, it could be any of this stuff. I talked about the importance of buying land, hunting, fishing, raising animals, preserving food through canning. It could be our constitution. Financial counseling and economy is so important. So many people don't understand principal, interest, amortization schedules. They don't teach in school even how to balance a checkbook. They haven't for decades. I mean, so many things that people don't know about botany, wild, edible, medicinal plants, nutrition. Most Americans are clueless on nutrition. Homeschooling ideas, gardening, farming. There's so many firearms, handgun defense training. There's so many things that could benefit the little guy, the bottom 93%. And then I would also put money into practice what you preach laws. I think, and I'm not saying this because I came up with it. I don't care. I don't care who takes credit for it. I don't care if Donald Trump takes credit for it. I don't care if Congress takes credit for it. But this is the most important law that is needed in America. Practice what you preach laws. Because so many people, especially the elite, tell us how to live, but they're not doing that themselves. It's kind of analogous to Obama. A week ago, he said, oh, we need to stop having people live in these big houses. Well, and then he has two mansions. One's $9 million, 8-plus bedrooms. We need to have practice what you preach laws. Same thing with, like, a great example is if you're an opponent of having gun laws and protecting yourself, okay? How can you be opponent of the Second Amendment when you're hiring security guards who carry guns, often with taxpayer dollars, to carry guns to protect you? It doesn't even make sense. So we need to have practice with your preach laws, and if I had $50 million, see, Congress wouldn't invite me to speak because I'm from the wrong group and I don't have enough money. The little people needs to be, they don't have anybody to stick up for. The little people are basically, they're being talked down to. They're being told what to do. They're losing freedoms, liberties. They have no justice. It's all about group identity politics so we can infight and have chaos. It's all about rewarding mediocrity and destroying America from within and making America the law of diminishing returns. So the opportunities of productivity, innovation, knowledge, opportunity isn't available for the little guy because hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification no longer works. I would talk about standing for principle. Three criteria, and people who listen to the show on a regular basis know that I'm not going to get into super specifics, but generally, it is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The word truth for second and third. If somebody has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then everybody should do it. And that's, again, when practice what you preach laws kick in. I would like to take that money and talk about political correctness in general, because too many people think it's just about affirmative action quotas or telling a joke in the hallway at work. There's at least 1,000 subsets under political correctness. And it's destroyed us from within. And the best way that I find to define political correctness is by its antonym, and that is the word truth. And the distortion, the theater, the changing of the narrative, the memes, the themes, the talking points. I have one article here. It's actually not more than an article. It's got a videotape attached that I want to go over today. It's about a Canadian teacher that gets interviewed by the Rebel. She's a teacher. You should see the things that she says. She screams. She yells. She shouts. It's the same thing Whoopi Goldberg did to Judge Jeanine Pirro. There's no conversation of logic, common sense, and rationale. It's an agenda to take over the narrative. Basically, not allow both people to speak and have communication. She's yelling, calling him a fascist. And I should go over the definition of fascism again. It's unbelievable how people have no clue, because the George Soros money and the big money that comes from the top hires an arm, a violent arm of the Democratic Party, which is Antifa, who are saying we don't want fascism. Well, Obama probably brought in more fascism than we've had fascism for 20 years. And that's basically the alliance of big corporate oligarchies with big government. And this is why I talk about QE for the people, because this economy is not going to rebound. Most of our jobs are still going to India, to China, to Vietnam. And it's not just cheap labor. How can you have a have commerce and have successful companies in this nation when you can't even hire labor because somebody told a joke in the hallway or somebody said something that was insulted? Because you can't have commerce like that. You can't have commerce when we've replaced hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications and are hiring by what group we're in and lowering the bars of standards and expectations. You can't have commerce when certain companies and industries get subsidies, special interests, the money printing, the lobbying, the PACs. You can't have commerce when small and medium-sized businesses can't compete with that, especially with high minimum wage laws, because that basically eliminates small and medium-sized business. You can't have commerce when robotics, automation, artificial intelligence is going to take tens of millions of jobs. You can't have commerce when artificial inflation, like food, water, healthcare, college, insurance, taxes, lumber, housing, stocks, bonds, rent, transportation. How can you have commerce when certain industries get all this money, whether it be free money or low interest money, then they go into debt, then they do stock buybacks, and the companies, the fleecing of corporate America, they're not even putting money into employees and R&D and new goods and services. They're literally creating outstanding shares of stock so the prices go up so the executives can cash in their stock options while they're issuing more debt, more bonds, and they got to pay back this debt, and they're funneling all this off in a derivative fashion because everybody's chasing yield to pension plans and things of that nature. not to mention the fact that a lot of that money goes to the preferred primary shareholders in the form of the dividends. And then there's mergers and acquisitions. That also means more consolidation. So how can you have commerce under these circumstances? There's no way things are going to get better for the little guy. The bottom 93% is being screwed, being overlooked. And not only are they being ignored, they are actually being molded and groomed and cultivated to foment hate. And this is done by the mainstream media and the powers that be in order to turn the United States of America into the divided groups of America. They use media propaganda, subliminal messaging, professional wordsmith, Hegelian dialectic. They use every trick in the book that they can do in order to make the people more submissive, to break our will, to make us take more drugs, more alcohol, more obesity, become more violent, and have more despair.
So you would take that $50 million and teach people with it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I have citizen review boards. I go back to meritocracy, which
hold
is hard work
for
results.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. So, Rich, I was listening intently to what you were saying about how you'd spend that $50 million. I have a couple quick comments. Number one, I totally agree with you. And I tried it back without the $50 million, though. Back in the 1990s, I was teaching entrepreneurship in my classroom in the Virginia public school system in the high school. And I wrote a brief plan to change the curriculum for our high school students that said, I went to the superintendent with this. He was my boss. I didn't report to, as a teacher, I did not report to a principal because he had no clue what I was doing. So I said I would do it. I would teach, but I would only report to the superintendent, which was an anomaly in itself. But they agreed with that. And so I wanted the curriculum to include teaching every student in the high school principles of finance, economics, principles of banking, principles of insurance, ethics, and principles of business, just to name a few, in lieu of Black History Month and special classes for special groups. And I'm not picking on the blacks. I wanted Black history to be woven into all the history so it could be chronological. All history, world history, United States history, and the Commonwealth of Virginia history. All of that to include all types of people, all races, clans, tribes, everybody. Okay? I'm not saying don't teach Black history. I'm saying don't teach it specifically. Okay? Teach it along with all the other history and make sure it is included. Well, my plan was dismissed. We can't do that. We can't do that. Why? Because they take money from the feds. Take money from the feds, and they have to teach with the feds. In order to comply with the agreement with the feds to get the funds, they've got to teach what the feds want them to teach, as agreed to in this contract. All right, so that was one thing that I wanted to mention. Another thing was you mentioned Obama's house. So Obama's house in Washington, D.C., is 8,200 square feet. It qualifies as a mansion because typically a mansion is above 5,000 square feet. So he lives in a mansion in Washington, D.C., and it's worth, they officially purchased this mansion that they'd been renting. The purchase price was $8.1 million. And it is 8,200 square feet. So I, you know, it's got nine bedrooms. Of course, they need nine bedrooms. And they have 8.5 bathrooms. Of course, they need plenty of bathrooms. Well, I did a quick calculation. And I thought, how much is that a square foot? Now, let me tell you that we built our house in Missouri. It's a stone house. Now, Barry and his family live in a brick house. Brick is one of the most expensive building materials to use to build a house. Stone is even more expensive. Now, the bricks cost more to buy the bricks. The stone costs less to buy the stone. But the stone is way harder to put in. Why? Because each stone is different. Different size, different shape, and each one has to be hand-fitted. It took 18 months for the stonemasons to apply the stone to our house. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is we built our house for $58 per square foot. Typical house, if you have a neighborhood house in a development, is probably somewhere around $150. $100 to $150 per square foot. Ours, we built for roughly a third of that. Barry's house, Obama's house, is $9,878 per square foot, or 170 times more expensive than ours. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll talk more about that when we come back. These numbers are just nuts. For Achievements with us, I'm Ben Finelli, and on their way is the Electric Utility Company. And I'm delegating that to our family to fight that out. We'll see how they do. I'll let you know. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.